This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Masjid, he's from my family. Allah loves those people who are just, whether that is against them or for them. Against them or for them. From those individuals that Allah Ta'ala loves, that was mentioned in this ayat, is that they make jihad in the cause of Allah. And we're not going to jump over this ayat because it's not politically correct to mention it. But the jihad of this ayat is talking about the jihad that the scholars of Islam are behind. The jihad that is determined by the ulama of Islam. Not the jihad that's understood by a small group of people who don't represent knowledge, nor do they represent the ability to give fatwas. So you young people in this masjid, pay attention and fear Allah. Learn the religion of Islam. Learn what the jihad is in Islam. And don't be of the people make fitna and fasad for the Muslims and other than the Muslims. So as it relates to the issue of jihad, those people who Allah Ta'ala loves, they're the people who make jihad fi sabilillah. They make jihad for Allah, not because of their madhab, not because of their land necessarily. They don't make jihad for that issue. They make jihad so that the kalim of Allah Ta'ala will be uppermost in the land. Al-Ikhlas. So the jihad here is the jihad of Al-Islam, the jihad that the scholars of Al-Islam are behind it, and they give the fatwa, yes, that's the jihad. Not the jihad that people who we don't know, young people who are just growing up, they come to understand this jihad, that jihad. That's fitna and fasad. Lastly, Akhwani, as it relates to this ayat, the fourth characteristic, la yakhafuna lumata la'in, from those people that Allah loves, is that they are those individuals that are not afraid to be censored, criticized. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you men of this community, sharru ma fi ar-rajul shuhun halih wa jubnun khalih. The worst thing that can be in a man is that he's extremely stingy. He doesn't ever give to the masjid. This masjid has electric bills, water bills, it provides for us a service. He comes every week and he never gives any money. The money is always being used for a shawarma here, a shawarma there, a DVD over here, things that will not bring him closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. When it comes to the masjid, he's bakhil, shahih. It's one of the worst characteristics. But what we want to deal with here is the second issue. He said, jubunun khalid. He's extremely a coward. He's afraid. Everybody sitting here is going to be confronted with a situation where people are going to challenge you. Challenge you about your deen and your principles. Your wife, she is a person trying to practice Islam. Your relatives, because of the culture, they tell her, shake hands with the men. You don't want to make anyone upset, you tell her, go ahead. Or you yourself, you go in and you shake hands. You young brothers, you want to get married. Your culture, the relatives tell you, we're going to take pictures, we're going to do the camera, while your wife is without her clothes, she has her zina, it's permissible. She could become beautiful for the women, beautiful for you to go and watch her the day of the nikah. But if you want to be from those who Allah loves, then when your mother and your aunties and all of the people from our family say, we insist to take the pictures, and then after the pictures we're going to pass them around to other men after the nikah, you have to stand your ground at your job. You want to work here? You want to work here? If you work here, you can't perform your salah. If you work here, you can't go to Juma. If you work here, you have to compromise your Islamic identity, your religion. Don't be of the people who are cowards, the people who they are apologetic and they acquiesce as it relates to their religion. For verily, those are not from the people that Allah Ta'ala loves. If you're an individual who compromises in your religion, and the compromising that I'm referring to here is the compromising in the deen that is not permissible. The relatives, they want to practice something that is kufrun and shirk. Some of you I know are aware of some people who believe in a celebration that is called the khatam. On the last Thursday of every month, they believe that the dead souls of the relatives come out of the grave and they come to the house to smell and to eat the food. And they slaughter for those souls. You don't believe that. No one with his right mind and understands his deen believes that. But it's his relatives, his mother, his father, his wife's mother, father. You have to stand up for the religion. Go and give him dawah. and don't eat the food. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله تعالى التوفيق والسداد. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلوات الله وسلامه على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Brothers in Al-Islam, sisters in Al-Islam, Allahu alam whether or not I'll ever see you people again after today, Allahu alam. But one thing I want to leave you all with is the importance of everybody here seeing the need and the necessity of getting knowledge in the religion of Al-Islam. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Getting knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim. You don't have to come and give the khutbah here, and you don't have to give a talk and give lectures, but you have to know enough about your religion so that you can push off of yourself. Jahl, the one from amongst us who can't read, he's ummi, illiterate. He or she has to get knowledge based on this hadith to their ability and to the degree that Allah allows them. The Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawadda'a kama umira wa salla kama umira ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever makes wudu the way he was told to make wudu, whoever prays the way he was told, commanded, not the way he prays, the way he was taught, the way he was commanded by Allah and His Messenger, whoever does that, he will be forgiven for his sins. The day of the Jummah, we don't even know many times the basic ahkam of al-Jummah because lack of knowledge. So I want to impress upon all of you, turn to the Book of Allah, study in the Book of Allah, memorizing the Book of Allah, get in the tajweed of the Book of Allah, and not being of those people who have abandoned the Quran and we only read it for the munasabat. At the Jummah time, we may try to read it. In the month of Ramadan, we may try to read it. When one of us has a problem, I'm going to figure out what I do. I open the Quran. If it's on an even number, then I'll do it. Odd number, I won't do it. Learn the Book of Allah and learn the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and verily you'll be of those people, inshallah ta'ala, if you do that with ikhlas, from those people that Allah loves. And we ask Allah ta'ala to make all of us of those people who He loves, and to forgive us and overlook our transgressions and our indiscretions, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold us accountable and to account for what we put forth in terms of what we've been doing through the duration of our lives, and may He make us of those people who are truthful in word and deed. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أقم الصلاة يرحمكم.